Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I am a tailfin road locomotive. You can't polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. A rusty old American dream. Still running, rusty old American dream.
And get those car care questions ready. Dan Burns is back with us, ASC certified technician from Lloyd's Automotive. Denny Long here with Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Denny.
How are you today?
I'm good today. It's a beautiful, crisp morning. It's beginning to feel a little more wintry, and that's probably a good thing for a lot of people.
It probably is, even though, there's no snow. There's no absolutely no snow predicted for the whole next week or so. We'll keep you posted on that, but that's good news for some and not for others, for sure. If you're not familiar with the show, thanks for joining us. Dan has helped us out here on CCO for well over 25 years, helping you out. If you have to bring in your vehicle, car, truck, van, whatever the case may be, for service at your favorite shop or your favorite dealer, Dan will give you some idea of what may be ailing that. So it's always good to have more information than less, for sure, when it comes to anything, including automobile repair. So call us or text us. And keep in mind, Dan's going to be with us only till about 7:45. So don't wait. If you have a question, call or text, same number, 651-989-9226. Dan, we got a few minutes ago a text that says this: good morning. A couple of weeks ago, Dan mentioned about auto tires that lose air. Could he talk about that again? We have, texter says, a Lexus tire that loses air.
Well, you know, obvious reason for a tire to lose air is if you get a nail hole in it or a screw or something like that, if there's a puncture in it. And most of those tires we repair now by plugging them, putting this fabric-type plug in, and they work great. They last the lifetime of the tire. And so that's a great repair. The other problem that we often see is where the tire will leak either around the bead of the tire, between the bead of the tire and the rim, or they'll leak around the valve's stem or the tire pressure monitoring stem. And the repair for that is to take the tire off the wheel, to clean all of that corrosion and rust and debris off of the wheel. Oftentimes we have to disassemble the tire pressure monitor and clean all of the debris off of that and put a new little seal gasket in there, and then put some lubricant on it all, put it all back together, and you're good for another several years of problems, or problem free for several years until all of that corrosion builds up again. And it will. It does. In this climate, that's just very, very common on wheels and tires. And so they do need to be repaired from time to time.
Yeah, it's pretty common, isn't it? As far as, like you said, in this climate, very, very, very common. Well, thank you for that text. Go ahead, Dan.
I was just going to say, we do a lot of those. And I would say as far as like a repair percentage, half the time there's a puncture and the other half the time it's leaking around the rim or the valve stem.
But tis the season. If there's corrosion, you get sub-zero and below zero temperatures. That happens quite often too, doesn't it?
Well, you know, that makes the cold weather makes it worse. And then the other thing that makes it worse is if the pressure gets down a little bit with the cold weather, then they actually leak pretty quickly. Yeah. And all of a sudden you find yourself on a flat tire.
All right, here's our number, both text or phone. If you want to chat with Dan, you can call us. We've cleared the line, 651-989-9226, or send a text if that's easier. Here's a text, Dan. It says, I have a 2010 Camry, 130,000 miles on it, it's automatic. I've noticed, more so in the morning, it does not shift correctly. I leave the garage, head down the street about 25 miles an hour. The tach revs, then shifts. It does this sometime throughout my daily routine. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, the first thing I would do is check the fluid level. And the fluid level on most cars needs to be checked when the vehicle's warm. So keep that in mind when you're going to check the transmission fluid. It's just like checking the oil on that particular car. And on many cars, they have a dipstick, and you can check the fluid level. If the fluid level is low, it certainly will cause some shifting pattern problems. And you should hope for that, because the next step is not quite as good a news. The good news is if there's a small leak somewhere that can be repaired easily, the fluid's low is good a news. The good news is if there's a small leak somewhere that can be repaired easily, the fluid's low, and you get the fluid filled back up, and it shifts just fine. That's what you're hoping for. Beyond that, it gets to be a little more complicated, and sometimes there's a problem in the valve body itself or in a solenoid or something that can be serviced through the transmission pan, but oftentimes there's a bigger problem deeper in the transmission. And if that's the case, then you'd be looking at having the transmission overhauled and or replaced, more commonly replaced with a rebuilt unit.
Does that happen a lot at Lloyd's? You replace a lot of transmissions?
Oh, yeah, I would. Maybe not a week, a lot, but we do probably one every week. That's probably a lot. Yeah,
that is a lot. Yeah,
it's a common repair, and you know, it's expensive. It often, you know, can run up to $4,000 or $5,000. But when you look at the price of new cars, it oftentimes makes sense. And so I'd say most of the time people fix them and keep them on the road.
Yep, absolutely, especially if you like the vehicle. I know we have to break here, but a texter, I think this text wants to know how long before you change a timing belt? Or maybe better question is, when should you change a timing belt? Does the manual tell you that?
The manual does tell you that, but the general answer is every 10 years or 100,000 miles. Sometimes they'll do it more often than that at 60,000 miles, but generally speaking, if you've gone 100,000 miles and you have not changed your timing belt yet, it needs to be done.
Do it. All right. Hang on, Dan. We'll take a bit of a break here. We have more show to come. Keep in mind, Dan will be leaving us about 7:45, so if you have a car care question, don't wait. Call it in or text it in. Same number again, 651-989-9226. On Car Care Show on a Saturday morning here on News Talk 830. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, which is located exactly where there on Grand Avenue, Dan?
Well, we were exactly at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, LLOYDS, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call as soon as this morning. We'll be here this morning at 651-228-1316.
I'm glad you gave the number, because a text came in that says, do I need an appointment to get an oil change today?
you do, and I'm not sure what the schedule looks like, but give a call. That'd be a great idea.
Very good. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us today, too. I'm playing the part of Jimmy there at your front desk.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Booking appointments here. We have callers, too. I don't want to forget about those folks. Let's do that. Let's get to the phones. Douglas calling from Minneapolis, I believe. Douglas, you are on with Dan.
Good morning, Dan and Denny. Great show.
Thank you.
I'll try to keep this really brief. I hadn't driven my car for about, I don't know, 7 to 10 days, and the battery's about 2 to 3 years old. and it was completely dead. So I had my car service come out and jump start it. And I took it out. I know I want to run it for a little while. And for about 10 minutes, it was fine. And then all of a sudden, it just stalled on me a couple times. It fired back up, and my battery light came on. What's the correlation with a dead battery and recharging it? Is there something else I'm missing here?
Well, the recharging the battery, of course, happens by the alternator needs to be working to recharge the battery. And sometimes when the battery goes completely dead like that, the alternator might get a little confused. They're electronic, or the controls of them are often electronic now. So for your sake, what I'd recommend is that you actually disconnect the battery for a few minutes, reconnect it, and then start the vehicle back up and see if that takes care of your problem. If it does not take care of the problem and the battery light stays on, that's an indicator that you have a problem with the alternator. And so you'll need to take it in and have the alternator tested.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Douglas. Let's see. Let's go to Lakeville next caller. Bob, I believe, has been waiting there. Bob, you are on with Dan.
Yes. Good morning. Dan, I've got a quick question. I'm thinking about upgrading a pickup to 2007 Ford with a 2.7 turbo engine. And we occasionally pull during the summer a travel trailer that's about 4,500 dry weight. And right now we have a 5.8 V8, which has no problem pulling. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are of a 2.7 capability of pulling a travel trailer.
You know, it doesn't sound right, does it, Bob? I agree with you. the manufacturer, of course, believes in them. And if you've driven one of those, they're incredibly snorty and seem to have plenty of power and torque. And you would wonder how they do that, but they've been able to handle that with the turbocharger and all that. And so the manufacturer would say that that's just fine. And I'm not one to argue with them. They're the engineers and the designers. But I agree with you that when I'm currently using a V8, switching to a four-cylinder doesn't sound right. But they say it works.
All right, very good. 651-989-9226 is the phone number. It's also the text number, speaking of which, here's an interesting question. Why are newer cars not rusting out as much as older cars? Is it because there are more plastic materials in the makeup of a car instead of metal?
That's perhaps part of it, but the plastic is only the outside of it, of course. The structure of the car is still mostly built with metal. And I think that what the difference is new technology in the compound of the metals is part of it. And then in the preparation, when they're actually building the car and assembling the car, they're they're using rust preventative type techniques that stop and slow down the rust. Because the manufacturer knows that if their vehicle gets a reputation of rusting out prematurely, nobody's going to want one. And that hurts their sales for years into the future. And there's been a number of manufacturers that have gone through that problem, and it's been very, very hard on them. So making a vehicle that doesn't rust is very important to the consumer. And the manufacturer is aware of that, and so they're using the latest and greatest technology to prevent that rust. And I think they're doing a pretty good job, and obviously are, because this caller is noticing that they don't rust out as soon. And that I find that to be true also.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely a good job. All right, Dan, we have to take a quick break here, bottom of the hour break. We're going to take a look at that snowless forecast in a moment or two. Dan will be here for about another 15 minutes, so if you have a car care question, call it in or text it in, 651-989-9226. I can tell you as we head to the break, 28 degrees right now in the Twin Cities for News Talk A3O, WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive. We'll get you his number before he leaves us, which is probably going to be about 8 or 9 minutes from right now. Dan, we have texters I want to help out here, getting your opinions on their issues. Here's a 2008 Saturn Aura with electric steering, Twice in the morning, steering has suddenly gone out. I shut the car off, restart it, and it's working again. What do you think?
Well, that's a good solution. I was going to recommend that oftentimes when you go to restart it, it will come back to life. But during those times that it was not working for you, the steering, of course, has a computer system that it operates with, and there would be hopefully some codes stored regarding what was going on when it was not working, some fault codes in the computer. And we can access those codes, see what they're about, and from that we can determine if there's a power problem or exactly what's going on at that time when it's not working, and make a recommendation from there. We actually replace those electric steering racks quite frequently, so be prepared for that you might find that the problem is in the rack itself and that it'll need to be replaced.
Okay. Texter wants to know, how often should the brake fluid be changed or flushed? The VW recommends that the spark plugs on the Passat be changed at 40,000 miles. Seems unusual when it is more like at 90 to 100,000 miles with platinum plugs.
Yeah, well, and that's the difference, is the material that the spark plug is made out of. If they're designed to go 100,000 miles, they certainly will, and beyond, actually. But they need to be changed so you can get them out of the head if they've never been moved. That's kind of a big deal. But I would do exactly what the manufacturer recommends on both the brake fluid and the spark plugs, and including all of the fluids and filters and checks and all of that. I would recommend that you follow the manufacturer's recommendations. And, you know, people ask me, Danny, why I keep harping on that. Why do I keep talking about that? But it's absolutely the truth that the people that do their maintenance on schedule, on time, and do all of it, do what is recommended, are the people that spend the least amount of money on repairs on their car. So maintenance is way cheaper than repairs, and so it's just really good advice that you should do maintenance because you do not want to have to deal with repairs.
No, you don't want something catastrophic to happen, for sure. Dan, I'm not sure what this texter is asking, but, you know, we were talking about no snow predicted here, but this text is sending a text from northeastern Iowa this morning. Said roads 100% snow and ice. And the question, I'm not sure. It's a 2015 Toyota. The texter says, did antifreeze drain and fill? Is that adequate? I'm not sure what the question is.
Yeah, well, no, the other option is to flush the radiator, which is where we hook it up to a machine and suck all of the fluid out or flow all of the fluid out of it and replace it with a 50-50 mix of antifreeze and water. And that makes it good to about 35 below, which is plenty good around here. And the question is a lot of the manufacturers are now recommending that you just drain the coolant, which doesn't get it all. It gets all of the coolant out of the radiator and part of it out of the engine block. Is that sufficient? And the answer to that question is yes. That's what the manufacturer recommends. And, you know, what they're looking for is to flush out a bunch of it and put fresh antifreeze back in with the additives that come with putting the proper antifreeze back into the vehicle, and those additives are what protect against corrosion and so forth, and that's what they want you to do. Oftentimes when we drain antifreeze, it looks just fine. I mean, you would not know that there's anything wrong with it, but over time the additive package has broken down, and that's why they want you to change it so that it will be freshened up with all of that.
Dan, we're getting a couple of, and we have addressed this issue before, people, you know, having cars that they hardly ever drive. But let me read this text. It's kind of spread out, but we're getting more than one on this topic. Texter says, in February, we bought for a second car a 2018 Camry Hybrid. Since then, we've only put on 900 miles, It has about 28,000 miles on it. The filters, I'm still trying to translate this. The cabin filter and air filters look brand new. The oil looks clean, but should we, the question is, should we still have that oil changed soon?
Well, my recommendation has always been, and actually this time interval has changed over the years, but I think at least once a year, you absolutely, even if you don't drive the car, it needs to come in for service. And the easiest way, the quickest way to get it in for service is just to have the oil changed. And if you take it to the right shop, have the oil changed, they're going to do a whole bunch of inspections on the vehicle anyway. That goes along with it. Check into that when you're making an appointment. But yes, the oil should be changed every year. And the air filter and cabin filter, not so much. If there's no air flowing through it, if you're not using it, the cabin filter and air filter are going to stay clean, and they do not need to be changed on a time basis. They need to be changed on a mileage basis. So, all the filters are a little bit different, and if you just ask your shop when you bring it in once a year to check everything, take care of what needs to be taken care of, they'll be honest and fair about that. And not do more, they should not do more than you need.
Dan, we have about a minute or so to go. Let's see. To do a 2011 Lexus RX350, 150,000 miles on it. The owner's manual says the transmission fluid is lifetime. What do you think?
Well, you know, we've had that question a lot in the past too, Danny, and I agree with that. I have found that the procedure of changing the fluid, filling it back up to the proper level is complicated. And if the manufacturer is saying it's not necessary, if they're comfortable with the synthetic fluid that they put in lasting a lifetime and going, you know, miles and miles and miles, I'm fine with that too. So if that's what they're recommending, that's exactly what I would do is what they're saying.
All right, very good. Well, we are just about out of time. Let's get that phone number and how we can get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's.
Well, we're here this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, our phone number is 651-228-1316. When you come over, we're on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. We'd love to see you. You can find us on the web with a whole bunch of information about us and about the area on our website at lloydsautomotive.net, LLOYDS, lloydsautomotive.net.
All right, Dan, thanks for your help today, and we will be chatting, I hope, on the Saturday before Christmas.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Have a good week, Dan. Thank you. Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. And get those lawn and garden questions ready in the 8 o'clock hour for our Smart Garden Show. Coming up next here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.